Welcome everyone to another episode of Fulton County Thrivecast. We're exploring the dynamic landscape of Fulton County, Ohio's economic development initiatives. We'll uncover the driving forces behind the economic growth, featuring interviews with key leaders, entrepreneurs, and visionaries who are shaping the future of Fulton County, Ohio. Businesses don't only operate in Fulton County, Ohio, they are thriving.
Welcome back to Thrivecast. I am Kelly Cove, and today I am joined by Andy Erbscorn from Swatter Village. Andy, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, it is so good to be here. Thank you for including us. Yes, I have the Director of External Engagement, which is a fancy title, but it means I get to come out and share the wonderful stories about Swatter Village with people like you and your audience. So we're just excited to be part of this.
Well, we are so excited to have you, and I have a lot of questions because I think we see Swatter Village and we go and we visit, but maybe we don't all know the history of it. So if you could share a little bit about Swatter Village, how it started, what it started with, and kind of bring us up to date of where we are today with Swatter Village.
I would love to. I love going out and talking to Swatter Village, to groups of people, and it doesn't matter where I go, Toledo, Maumee, Montpelier, wherever I am, and I'll always ask, when was the last time you were here? And they'll all say fourth grade field trip. So it is wonderful. As you said, lots of people know about Swatter Village, but just don't really understand the history. So we were founded in 1976. We were the vision and idea of Erie Swatter. Now, Erie's connection to Swatter Woodworking, he was also the founder of Swatter Woodworking, and lover of history. He had only an eighth grade education, which I don't think a lot of people knew.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, he had to leave school in eighth grade in order to take care of his family and help support his family. So he was just an entrepreneur and really an innovator. And he, of course, you know, grew Swatter Manufacturing and Swatter Woodworking, which is still today the largest manufacturer of ready-to-assemble furniture in the world.
Wow.
Based here in Archbold. And as he was reaching retirement age, I think he was beginning to look at, well, what's that next chapter going to be? And it was about the time of this country's bicentennial, and he and his wife had traveled a lot, and he had fallen in love with this idea of what he called a living village, living history village. And I had the privilege of working with Erie at Swatter Village when I first started. And he told this story all the time. Once upon a time, they used to give tours of the factory floor at Swatter Village, Swatter Woodworking. And he was there with a group of fourth graders touring the factory floor. And they were all lined up watching a man push a bunch of buttons that started up the machine that the wood went through, and then the man running the machine turned around and stared at the children staring at him. And Erie said, that's not right. Kids today are going to think all you do is push a couple of buttons and out pops furniture. So that, I think, really was kind of his idea. He wanted to create a place where children really could be engaged with history and learn about what life was like before we just pushed buttons and, you know, out-pop furniture. So he started the village. When we first opened in 1976, we only had 80 acres. Not all of that was open to the public even. And we have grown. We now cover 265 acres.
Wow.
We have the historic village, but we also have the Barn Restaurant, the Dough Box Bakery, the Swatter Heritage Inn, the Swatter Campground, Founders Hall, which is this lovely venue space. And then, of course, in 2020, we opened our 1920s Main Street, which also has our speakeasy and theater, which is another venue space. So I think Erie would be so tickled to see how far we have grown.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing over there. And I grew up in the Detroit area, so mm-hmm. Greenfield Village is a place that we always went to for field trips and, of course, you know, just with family. And
yeah.
When I moved to Archbold and saw Swatter Village, I was so impressed and was like, this is so cool to have this right at your fingertips in Northwest Ohio, to be able to access that history, to see, you know, to see glass blowing and to see making baskets and all the things that you can witness exactly as you're talking about, you know, instead of seeing someone just pushing buttons, to see how these things were made, to see what life was like back then. And there's, how many buildings are part of the village?
We have 50 buildings.
Wow.
That are, yeah, that are part of the historic village.
Oh my gosh.
And it's a combination of both historic buildings that Erie himself brought in. I heard somebody refer to it that Erie in Fulton County was one step ahead of either the match or the bulldozer, because he would save all of these old buildings, which is wonderful for us today.
Yes.
And then we have some buildings that are recreations of, you know, what might have been here before, or what was here before and then was torn down. Mm-hmm. So our 1920s Main Street is a perfect example. Those buildings are recreations, but they're recreations. A few of them are buildings that still exist. So you might see like the F&M Bank on our Main Street. You'll recognize that from Uptown Archbold. But others are buildings that, you know, sadly were not saved and we were able to recreate.
That is so cool. It's so unique and so special to be able to walk into those places and just kind of imagine what life was like back then. And I didn't realize that the speakeasy in the 1920s streetscape was also a venue too.
It is.
I didn't know that that was available like that.
It is.
Very
and
cool.
It's kind of a fun, it's a smaller, much smaller venue mm-hmm. than Founders Hall, but it's got this fun vibe to it because you look like you're entering a 1920s theater. We can put your, whether it's your wedding or your anniversary or your business or your reunion, right on the marquee with those big, wonderful lights. And then, of course, we have the speakeasy bar, which is a part of it. And we can seat, I think, about 120 in there. It's just the perfect setting for a small wedding or a family reunion or maybe a small business gathering. So that's been really our newest venue, and we're just thrilled to have it.
Yeah, it is. It's so cool. Very, very cool place. Now, can you tell me a little bit about, you know, there's over 50 buildings, mm-hmm. you said, but then there's also tons of artifacts within those yes. buildings, and there's a museum towards the back, right?
Right.
Can you
right.
tell us a little bit about what's in there?
I don't have an exact number of the number of artifacts that we have. And at any given time, only I think about 15% of our artifacts are actually on public display.
Wow.
We rotate them through so that everybody can see them. So we just have this fabulous, fabulous collection. We have a wonderful curatorial team that takes care of it. And we are able to showcase maybe local businesses. For example, we just had a collection donated to us a year ago from a company out of Michigan. And so we're able to kind of showcase that business. And we've done, we're doing a dairy exhibit right now. So we've got Babcock Dairy in there that wasn't, you know, an old Fulton County business. So we do have a museum building that has these rotating exhibits so that it changes every couple of years. Sometimes we have a couple of exhibits that change every year. The other exhibits might change every couple of years. And then the buildings themselves have artifacts in them that are always constantly changing and helping to tell that story. So we also have our collections, which I think people don't know too, is we have our collections open for people to do research. So we get people who come in, actually literally last fall, had a couple from Iowa who were studying MEDA, which is the Mennonite Economic Development Agency. Erie was a founder of
wow.
that organization, one of the founders of that organization. And they came all the way from Iowa because we have those records to take a look and do research on that. So we have collections and things open for research, whether it's family history or business history or, you know, community history as well.
Yeah, and if you, like you had said, you ask people when the last time they've been to the village, if they say fourth grade, they definitely need to come back because these are constantly changing. So if you've not been in the last year or 2 years,
yep.
you need to come back and see everything else that's come out and is changing. It's always a constantly evolving and changing place.
It is. And, you know, the bigger we get, you can't see it all in one day. So you do need to come back. Every day really is a different experience. It's Outer Village. We have a fabulous staff of interpreters. And, You know, they each have their own passions and they tell the story a little bit differently every day. And I go out and I learn something. I've been here for over 30 years and I still learn things from our interpreters every time I go out. So, we do encourage people to come out often. We have memberships, so people can come out, particularly if you're local. We have a whole variety of level of memberships. So you can come as a couple, bring a friend. You can come with your grandchildren. And it makes really a wonderful opportunity that, you know, maybe on a day like we're sitting in right now where it's really hot, you know, you don't want to spend all day. So that membership will allow you to come out with your grandchildren, spend a couple of hours. Then you can come back another day and spend another couple of hours. So we really are trying to help families be able to come and come often.
Sure. And I know my family, we've actually done a couple staycations. We've done the campground and then we can visit the village and go back and play at the splash pad and then go back to the village the next day. So, I mean, those are awesome to be able to host people in Heritage Inn or at the campground. Can you tell us a little bit more about those?
Our lodging is first rate. We have, of course, the Heritage Inn, which is celebrating its 30th anniversary, which is hard to believe. And it really is in kind of two sections. We have the wonderful original section, which is more like a country inn. Each room is a little different. They're extra large. You really get a sense that you are kind of stepping into this wonderful, almost bed and breakfast sort of experience. And then we have an addition that we added. It has a little bit more traditional rooms to it, but doesn't matter if you're in the new section or the original section, you still have access to the pool. You have access to the fabulous breakfast. You have these wonderful intimate gathering areas. I mean, it is not unusual to find people just sitting in our lobbies because, you know, a lot of hotel lobbies, you have a couple of hard chairs and maybe a table. You know, ours, we have couches and we have overstuffed chairs and we have this fireplace. And it's not unusual to find people just sitting and talking and relaxing or maybe playing a game of cards right in our lobby. And then, of course, we added the campground. Actually, Erie always had the campground in mind. He had, I think, three sites that he had and kind of a jerry-rigged electrical system. And people could just go and plug in back there. Well, now we have over 80 sites.
Wow.
We have both full hookups and we have tent sites as well. So I like to say whether you're glamping or tent camping, we have everything that you could use for you. And it's, again, as you said, a staycation. Close to home. You know, a lot of people at this time of year, we want to go on vacation, but we've got baseball or we've got Bible school or we've got, you know, music lessons or dance lessons. And it's just hard to find that time to get away. Well, close to home, you can camp, you can stay at the hotel. And maybe if you have to slip out and go to that baseball game, then you can come back and jump in the splash pad or use the pool and still have that time together away from your house and still maybe be close enough to do some of the other things you need to do.
Yeah, I think that's a great point to make because, like I said, we've done the staycations, we've done the campground, but we then have also used those gathering spaces for our family. And there is, 20 of us from 98 all the way down to my youngest is two. And we use those gathering spaces. So right over by the pool, there's a bunch of tables. There's an arcade area over there. There's some table tennis and there's a couple different games over there that they always like to play. And of course the pool and the hot tub. So we have definitely taken advantage of being able to use those spaces. It's awesome. I mean, like I said, for us, it's from age 2 to 98, and everybody has the best time, which is why we keep doing it. We keep going back.
Well, and we love to hear that. And that's really what we're all about, is being able to not only visit the past, but to create memories for the future. So we love when multi-generation families can get together and have this time when you all can just sit together, do your own thing, but still be together and share those moments and make those memories. Whether you're visiting the historic village, whether you're staying at the campground or just having a great meal at the barn restaurant, we really love being a part of people's stories and their memory making. And that's what we hope, first and foremost, that anybody who visits Souder Village walks away. Erie always said it, we're just so glad you came. And we just want everybody to walk away going, I think they were glad we came.
Yes, I agree with that 100%. And now I was reading on the website. I saw a few things that stood out to me. Are you open on Sundays now, or you have a few Sundays?
We do. New this year, we're trying a couple of different things. The first thing is that we have not been open on Sundays since COVID. Mm-hmm. That was just not something that has been brought back. Mm-hmm. And we're trying it out to see. So we are open. We've done one, and we have three more, actually. One coming up here on June 23rd, and then July 17th. July 7th, and then one again in August, or September, actually, in September. And we're going to see, and we're open. The Barn Restaurant will not be open, but we have our wonderful soda fountain, so you can stop and get not only get a sandwich and some soup or some chips, but you can also get a phosphate and an ice cream soda. So we're trying it and see. And our first one was very successful. So we want people to maybe extend their weekend stay with us and be able to come on Sundays. We also this year, June and July, are offering what we call sensory-friendly Tuesdays. We know that there are families who can use a little accommodation to make the stay at Souder Village comfortable, safe, and engaging. So we have developed sensory-friendly Tuesdays where we have lower light levels, lower sound levels, lower smells. We're changing up what we're cooking in the buildings so that people who need it, who maybe have maybe they're on the autism spectrum or, you know, they just need to have those accommodations made so that they can have a wonderful experience. And we've done it through now several times, and it's just so wonderful for us to have people and families say, we've never brought our children here because of that, mm-hmm. and now we can.
Wow.
So we did that in June, and we're doing it and extending it into July as well.
Wow, that's awesome. Yep. What a great opportunity for people to come.
Yep. And we want the Souder Village experience, as I said, to be as warm, safe, and comfortable for everybody as we possibly can.
Sure. And there's other special events that go on, too, throughout the year. I know that quilting is a big one.
Yep.
That goes on. That's at Founders.
Yes, yes.
Is there anything else that's coming up that you'd like to share?
Sure. We have a whole lineup of special events. We always send people to our website at soudervillage.org for all the most up-to-date information. Coming up in July the 4th, we have our Independence Day celebration, which is highlighted by a naturalization ceremony where we get to welcome, be part of welcoming our newest citizens to the United States. I think for all of us on the staff, it is one of our most favorite experiences to witness that. It really is kind of awe-inspiring mm-hmm. to be a part of that. We also have a new event this summer called Summer at the Village, and it is the entire month of July. Every week in July will be a new theme and new activities. August brings our Rug Cooking Week. Rug Cooking Week has grown to be one of the largest international rug cooking shows
wow.
That there is every year. We literally will get rugs from all over the world, from Japan, from Canada, from Europe, from South America, who are entering these rugs into our competition and our exhibit. And that runs in August. And then as we head into the fall, we have fall favorites like our Wood Carver's Day. We have homeschool days. We have Explore the Craft. So we have a lot of different activities. Plus, we offer classes and workshops. We have great fiber arts retreats. We have quilting classes. We had some wood carving classes earlier. We're hoping to get some spinning classes and things like that going. And we're also offering yoga classes because health and wellness is also part of what we do. So we're offering those as well.
Wow. Yeah, when you think of health and wellness, it makes me think of the Scotcheroos at Joe's Bakery. So go grab some of those and then head over to yoga class.
I think it's dairy and grain. So I think it's kind of healthful.
Completely. You justified it to me. No, I have no problems with them now. So, I mean, from Erie Sauter, who with an eighth grade education went to work to help support his family, mm-hmm. to what this has grown into now, starting with Sauter Woodworking and Sauter Manufacturing, now Sauter Village. Mm-hmm. What an incredible story this is. So that from start to finish, it's incredible. It is. And Sauter Village is still growing, is constantly growing. And there's opportunities to host events at the venues. There's different things to see constantly at the village. There's the Barn Restaurant you touched on.
Yep.
And that's open Monday through Saturday?
It's open Tuesday through Saturday.
Tuesday through Saturday. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tuesday mm-hmm. through Saturday.
Yep.
For lunch and dinner?
For lunch and dinner, 11 to 7.
Okay.
We do have specials that go on every day. We also have some highlighted nights. We have our very popular, about once a month, barbecue nights. We also have brunches as well, usually around the holidays. So you can come and start off the day, have a great brunch, and then come and spend the day at Sauter Village. And the Dough Box Bakery also has specials. So they have special things going on every month. We have special days. We just had Donut Day where we sold over 3,000 donuts.
Oh, my gosh.
Have Pie Day and we have Cookie Day and things like that. But they every month they have different specials going on there. So as you mentioned, every month is something different at Sauter Village.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you had mentioned the website, so mm-hmm. if you could tell us the website again and different social media, if you have those.
We do. Our website is SauterVillage.org, and we have all of our listing of events, our classes, our registrations. We also have social media on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and TikTok. So we're across the board on all of our social media. Sauter Village is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, which I think is something else that people don't know about us. So along with memberships, we also do several fundraisers throughout the year to help support our programs. And I do have to mention our brand new one this year will be July the 27th. And we are partnering with another fabulous nonprofit here in Fulton County, and that is CHP Home Care and Hospice. And the two of us are partnering together to present HOPS for Hospice and History. I say that five times fast, but it is going to be a wonderful night. We've got two music stages. We've got eight bands. We've got six local breweries who are coming. We've got, of course, the speakeasy will be open. It is right on 1920s Main Street, right in the heart of Sauter Village. And all proceeds will be divided between our two organizations. CHP, you know, provides care for families really facing their most difficult times. And then Sauter Village really helps families engage and educate throughout their lives. So our two organizations are banding together really to support the programs that we do.
Well, Andy, thank you so much for everything that you shared with us. Sauter Village is an amazing place. We definitely want to encourage everybody to get out there. Tourism is a huge part of Fulton County, the Economic Development Corporation. So it's a huge part of the economy. Sauter Manufacturing and Sauter Woodworking is a huge portion as well. You did talk about, really quick, the 501c3. So mm-hmm. do you have volunteers that come in? Are you looking for volunteers?
We are always looking for volunteers. We do have volunteers. We're always looking for more volunteers. And again, I want to send people to our website. Mm-hmm. They can look at volunteer opportunities. They can purchase tickets for our fundraiser right online. They can also look if they want to become a member or make a donation. Again, that's SauterVillage.org.
Great. Thank you so much, Andy. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.